birds, which did not come to term, it's not old enough. It's not kshemer for korban, or else the bnei yoyna shavas manim, else he bought bnei yoyna too old already, shavas manim, because halacher is viturin hagadolim sherim v'loyak tanim, by turim the bigger ones akosh, not small ones. By bnei yoyna it's the opposite way, viktanim aksherim v'loy hagadolim. And the marchum explains at what age, at mosai, the marchum explains which one. That kol panim, he brought the wrong type, or else sheyovesh gapa, let's say the wings dried up, v'shenismeis eina, or else let's say its eyes dried up, it can't see, it's blind, v'sheniktor radlo, or else its foot was cut off, then that's a treif already. So these things, you can make them leak now, metamim v'sabliya, here that there is tumas, v'sabliya, here the mleika does not help at all. But here the mleika is not called the mleika at all. Now, this is a general rule. That kol shol psul b'kodesh, any time it's only psul, and yichus kochim, then ain't a matamim v'sabliya. Then it's not matamim v'sabliya. Because the mleika was a maisa mleika, it's only psul that it was done v'layla, or it's done v'smoil, but kol part of the mleika was done, therefore it's tor, it takes off the tumas v'sabliya. But lo'yhoi psul b'kodesh, the last things, which is not a psul b'kodesh, stam, he didn't make a mleek at all, you used a knife. Therefore, metamim v'sabliya. Here these things, put on a tumas nevela, and if you eat from the nevela, it's metamiyu. And Rashi says, now, v'yemisai turum sherim, when is a turum kosher? Nishiyativu, when the feathers turn gold-like. V'yemisai b'neyayin epsulim, one of the b'neyayin too old of the epsulim, nishiyativu, nice, when their things turn gold. That's the simin that it's possible. Rashi says, "Nispas Eino, if the eyes become blind, devil and mechusareva, it's missing the not stamachreva, it's a mechusareva." And the boss says, "Vechrivei and all of chasecho," that he can't bring such things. And when do we say, "Ain tamas zichros boyfois, boyfois, linyan dukin shabayinu," we're starting mechusareva. Yeah, so the kids, these things are not called the psul b'kodesh, it's a psul even before it came into the Azara. Rashi says, the psul b'kodesh means, shabol yazara b'chshera. When this oif first came into the Azara, came in the Hechsher. It first got its psul in the Azara, then we say it's called the Kosher Malika, it's Metama Vidain Vela. But if the psul on the oif was even before it came into the Azara, this oif Pachlau wasn't fit to be brought for Korban Oila or Korban Chatis, then it's like a psul Mikora, and therefore the Malika is nothing, therefore it's like a regular Nevela. Now the Gemara says, oh my Rav says, Smoil v'layla ain metamim v'sabliya. If the malika was done with the left hand of the kain, or the malika was done at night time, it's called the malika enough that it takes off the tumis of nevela. So if you eat it, you're not metamim v'sabliya. Zar v'sakin metamim v'sabliya. Let's say a zar makes a malika, or Rashi zuadin an onion or an oral, v'chol apsulim if they make a malika, or else they use a knife. For the malika, they don't make a malika, they use a knife. Here, metama v'sabliya. Here it is, metama v'sabliya. No, not like our Mishnah. That's what Rav says. So Mar says, Maishna smoil. He is tlayach sherev yom kippurim. Why do you say it was done with his left hand? It's called the malika that takes off tumas nevela. Because it's hechsher yom kippurim. And Rashi says, not less a machtavi minoi, v'yasakaf v'smoiloi. There are sometimes the kohen has to use his left hand on yom kippur. He takes the calf with the keteris with his left hand. So therefore, if you make a malika with your left hand, how korponon helps the metama midei nevela? If so, and what do you want to say? V'layla is le'achshera b'yavorim u'vdorim. The same thing, nighttime also. You could burn the fats. The emurim could be burnt at nighttime. So therefore, if you make a malika at nighttime, it has a shame malika. For the Gemara is so, z'anami is le'achshera b'shchita. Z'an has echshera. Even though for Malika is possible, but a Zar can make a Shechita. By Shechita's Kachim, it's Kachim even by a Zar. So Mora says, no, Shechita lava voidi. Shechita is no proof, because Shechita is not called an Avoida. The Avoida Sakanim first start from Kabbalah onwards, not from Shechita. For the Gemara of that true Veloi, I've Omer Abzera, Shechita as Pora Bezar Psula. The Shechita of a Pora Duma has to be done with the Kain. If it's done with a Zar, it's Psula. or Mochi Rav Olo, and Rav like points and spoke out on this, that Elozo V'chuka. That by Paradum it says clearly Elozo, you have to have a Kain, and V'chuka it says V'chuka Mach Misli Kuva. So the Chori, you see, Shchit is called an Avoida. Otherwise, why would it be Likuva? So Mora says, no, Shani Parapara is different. The Kotcher Bedekabayasi. I'll tell you that a Paradum is only Kotcher Bedekabayasi. That's why it's Shchita needs a Kain. For the Gemara just the opposite, V'loi Kol Dechenu, isn't a Kabuchayma, Kotcher Bedekabayas. Boy Kuno, Kotcher Mizvech Miboy. Like Mada Kotcher Bedekabayas needs a Kain. For sure, Kotcher Mizvech should have to have a Kain. What kind of svar is this? So Avad is called an Avoida. So bring a proof then that a Veshchita, if the Malika was done the Zar, the Rechur should also be Mitar Midei Nevela. Because that whole point of a Zar can make a Shchita. Omer Rav Shisha Moredu Avidi, Midi the Eve, Amaris Negoyim, I'll tell you now, that a Paradumer is no proof. It's like Maris Negoyim, that a Kohen has to check out the neck of the house or the body. The Lab Avoidi, there's no Avoida by Maris Negoyim. Still, a boy kuna, that's exeras akosiv, it has to be done through a kain. I'll say the same thing by the paraduma. Even though shchita is not called an avoida, still it's exeras akosiv, it has to be done through a kain. For the Gemara, still the name of mi boma. Let's learn out from boma. By bomas, a zar can make the shchita by kochim. A zar could do even the avoida by a boma. Not only the shchita, but even the other avoidas a zar could do. Rashi says, Shazar Koshabo, Limla Gaifas the Khathila, the Ankoyan Bomber, there's no din Kayan by Bomber. So, just like the Zar helps by the Bombers, they can make them liquor, so a din by the base of Mitish should help a koponim that it should be Mitarma de Novela. So the Marin says, Mibomber Loyal. No, he doesn't learn out from a Bomber. He only learns out, Rashi, Mibomber Loyal of a Migdash, the Bomber Tichurli Lagabi Migdash. Because the bomb is like choyl to get to the base of Midish. So the more of that true, v'loi, for a time you will learn, minayin li yoytze, shimon layer. How do you know that meat? That was yoytze, went out of the Kodesh, went out of the Kodesh, went out of the Azora. If it comes back in again, if you put it on top of the Mizbeach, it's layer, and you don't take it off, you can let it burn there. Sure, by yoytze, koshim a bomba. We learn it out from bomba. So you see, you could bring a proof from bomba to the Midish. The more says, no, tono, azoyz perisel l'samachlei. Over there it's different. There is a special Xeras HaKosiv, Zeus Terasoyla, that all these things in Olu, lo Yerid. They don't go down. There's only a Miyat that three things is Yerid. So it's saying Svaris, which are the three things? There's a Svaris that Yoytse should not be one of those three things. But we're not learning it out from Bama. The equilibrium that it's lo Yerid is from Xeras HaKosiv. But really, if you want to learn out something from a Bama, you have no proof back to the base of Midish. That's Rav Svaris. We have Yechel Namano, Zar ain't Matama Vesablia. If a Zar makes some Lika, it helps enough to take off the Tumas Nevela. Sakin Matama Vesablia. If you make a Lika with a Sakin, that is Matama Vesablia. So that's the Chura Sagamishna Tnan. Learn now Mishna Kola Psulim. Shemokum Likosum Sula. So Bisham Rav Yechel Kola, so Yazar means even a Zar. If a Zar makes some Lika, still is Kosher to take off the Tumas Nevela. El Larav Kola Suyamai, according to Rav, if a Zah makes some liquor, it's still Thomas. What does the Kohl mean? Lav la suya smurv laila. It comes to include, at least, do it with your left hand of laila. But the Gemara knows, smurv laila bedikator, it says clearly. And the Gemara Tony Vodim before, I'll tell you, it says it, then explains it. Tarshma, Zah klal, kol shayib sulav akredish, and the time of the Gemara based on Liyah. Sibisham rabbi yechon and kol la suya zah, again, it comes to include a zah. El la rav la suya mazah comes to include, some. Yeah, so again, what's the Torah Shema? It says that Kol Shreib Sula Bakredish, if the Sul first happened in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not Matam going to Beis Abliya. So Chur according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. So the Kol comes to include a Zar, that since this Oif was a Kosher Oif, just the Zar in the Beis Hamikdash made the Malika, so therefore it takes over to Mustavela. But according to Rav Shver, Rav holds no, that if a Zar makes the Malika, it is Matam of Beis Abliya. So Suya might, was it coming to include? Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. You're holding Daf Samech Tes on Aleph on top. Again, the last Gemara we had was a Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If a Zar makes a Malika, if it's Mitama Abes Ablia, that Rav holds if a Zar, not a Kohen, makes the Malika, so it's called like in the Vela, like there's nothing done to it,
and therefore the Yidit Yimatama Beis Abliya. It was Rav Svara. And Rabbi Yochanan said no, that a Zar is Ein Yimatama Beis Abliya. If a Zar makes a Malika, even though it's not our Kosher Malika, Fichas Kachim, but I'll call upon the Malika helps, that's not Metama Medei Nevela. So the Gemara says now, El Larav, the more list more was El Larav, Lesu Yemai. So the more list Raya was, again, on the bottom of the Samech Chesman Beis was, that Toshma says the Mishnah is a Klau, Kol Sheep Sul of HaKodesh, Ein Metama Begon of Beis Abliya. Anytime the Psul happens in the Beis Amikdash itself, it's not Metama. So Vishnev and Rabbi Yechanan call us a Zar. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good. The Chiddush is, even if a Zar makes the Malika, still it's not Matama Beis Abliya. Elu L'Rav L'Asu Yemai, but Rav holds if a Zar makes the Malika, it is Matama Beis Abliya. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? So Mar says, listen,